USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As reports continue about a second whistleblower who claims to have information regarding President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president on July 25th, President Trump's lawyer Jay Sekulow says it doesn't matter.
So what? We've already released a transcript. So is it really relevant what some other person who may or may not have heard the conversation thought about it?
Sekulow speaking there on Hannity on Fox News. That phone call with the Ukrainian leader is at the root of the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says she believes President Trump's decision to start withdrawing troops from northern Syria is a bad idea. Haley says the Kurds were helpful in a successful fight against ISIS there, and in the words of a tweet, she says leaving them to die is a big mistake. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Lehman. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry says he is not resigning. Addressing reports at a news conference in Lithuania yesterday, Perry said, quote, "They've been writing the story for months now, but I'm here to serve." Politico had reported last week that the former Texas governor was going to announce his resignation by the end of next month. Perry has found himself embroiled in the Ukraine controversy that did trigger that House impeachment proceeding against President Trump. Dozens of people were arrested at a climate change protest in Lower Manhattan that involved mock deaths and the use of fake blood. A group pouring the fake blood on the Wall Street Charging Bull statue yesterday, while more fake blood was dumped on the cobblestones near the New York Stock Exchange. Their goal, they say, to draw attention to what they say will be dire consequences if more is not done about climate change. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump expressing confidence that his supporters still support him despite the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. President Trump reacts.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
I'm Robin Walensky.
And Jupiter may be the largest planet in the solar system, but Saturn has the most moons. At least as far as we know now, following a discovery by astronomers of 20 previously unknown moons around the ringed planet. They're all small, about 5 kilometers in diameter. But for the record, this find brings the known number of Saturn's moons to 82, beating out Jupiter, which is known to have 79. They're going to hold a public contest to name those new Saturn moons. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.